time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
In keeping with the CDC COVID-19 guidelines, please social distance yourself 6 feet from your radio speaker.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio history. Jim and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but caution, you may gain weight just by listening.
And the name of this segment is Our Christmas Staycation 2020.
Allow us to paraphrase the great philosopher Clark W. Griswold in the movie Christmas Vacation. Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun, old-fashioned family Christmas. We're all in this together. This is a full-blown, four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap-danced with Danny Kaye. And when Santa squeezes his fat white butt down the chimney, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of morons this side of the nut house. This describes the Dining Duo's Christmas perfectly. Normally, we travel to Florida over the Christmas holiday season. However, due to the pandemic's travel restrictions, we are staying home this year.
Boy, who would have ever thought that that speech by Chevy Chase would ring so true?
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what follows is a week-by-week advent calendar of our adventures during our staycation.
On the plus side, this whole COVID thing brings new meaning to the song and the phrase, I'll be home for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where else are you going to be?
Exactly.
I'll be home for Christmas.
I've been home for Christmas. I've been home for New Year's. I haven't been out of the house for a whole week. This is like fun coming over here to the station.
I'll be home for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I'll be home then, too.
I'll be home for Lincoln's birthday. I don't know. I go on. I'm babbling.
I'm hoping not.
Anywho, 4 weeks before Christmas, the outdoor Christmas decorations. Oh, boy. Okay. Nancy and I live on a corner lot, and we love to put up Christmas decorations.
Mm-hmm.
This year, armed with an iPad, credit card, and an Amazon account, we significantly added to our existing ice skating pond display and stimulated the economy with various lighted items.
Boy, did we stimulate the economy.
We sure stimulated our credit card, too. I gotta show that to you.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to see it.
I know.
Merry Christmas.
Anyway, we added a juggling snowman. He's juggling Christmas packages.
Yep.
That's kind of cool.
He's cute.
A train full of Christmas presents.
And the wheels actually turn round and round on the choo-choo train.
Yep. And ice skating Snoopy and Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't find Woodstock.
Mm-mm. Nowhere
now,
to be found.
Why wouldn't you find Woodstock?
I have to admit, this year, everything was sold out. Everything I try to get.
I
always get the Lego special Christmas thing for my son every year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I could not get him his Elf Clubhouse. I went on morning, noon, and evening. Every single day, and they were out of stock. We went to Legoland in Schaumburg. They didn't have it. It's just like everybody was buying everything out really early.
Seriously, it seems like, okay, Halloween's over. Let's buy Christmas stuff.
I know.
I don't understand.
And Thanksgiving's not even there yet. I know. And they're buying.
I know.
Well, we're going to be faster next year.
Yes, we are. Well, we ordered
because we're ordering it already this year.
I got to show you our credit card. Maybe you don't want to see it.
No, well, we just ordered more stuff. Because we got the stimulus check again.
That didn't last long, did it?
No, we have to stimulate the economy. Last stimulus check, we bought our e-bikes.
And you
broke
your foot.
And my big toe. But thank God the insurance paid for that. We just paid for the bikes. Now, this one's going to be more Christmas stuff.
I know. We got some cool stuff.
I don't know where we're going to put it in our garage. But, yeah, we got more stuff.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. In a few days, our packages arrived, and we began work on our winter wonderland.
Yeah, and we do it so nicely.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We yell at each other. We get mad. We throw things on the ground. Yeah, we do.
It's the holiday season.
Yeah, everybody's in misery, Clark.
Joy to the world. Exactly. We're all in misery, Clark. After 2 days of hard work, it was complete.
And I'll tell you, every day at 9:30, we were out there.
It was awe-inspiring.
Oh, God. It was. We didn't get done till 4:30 most days. I mean, one day was like 4, and the other one was 4:30 to finish it up. Oh, my gosh. I was so tired and so sore. And you have to admit, you were sore, too.
Well, mainly because we're old, and it takes us forever to do stuff.
We did a lot of stuff, though.
<I know. laughs> But look on the bright side.
What?
Each day, Nancy and I sought refuge by the fireplace in our screened-in porch.
Oh, we did.
Yeah,
we built a fire every day.
We have a screened-in porch with a natural wood-burning fireplace. We stock up the wood, throw it in there, or start a fire. We smoke cigars, and Nancy treated herself to adult beverages.
Yeah, each day, each cigar, each day with a cigar. I had an adult beverage.
You got to do what you got
to
do.
I had to relax. I worked my butt off. 3 weeks before Christmas cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I start baking my assortment of cookies and hiding them from Jim. One time I didn't hide them, and there were only cookie crumbs on Christmas morning. It's not too hard to hide them. After all, Jim is a man, and if it's not right in front of him, he won't be able to find them.
Ha, ha, ha. Well, the rope lighting now in our winter wonderland bites the dust.
Yeah, after 10 years, it bit the dust.
We have to order new lights from Amazon, get them delivered, and set them up before Christmas.
Yeah.
Really?
And on top of that, we didn't know that the lights weren't put on the stakes. I mean, we knew that, but we didn't know that they wouldn't stand straight up. So we had to sit there with black Gorilla tape and tape each bulb on 200 stakes.
Uh-huh. It looked good, though.
It took us 2 days to just do that.
I know.
My fingers were cramping, if you remember.
I know.
It was awful.
Time for another cigar and a cup of brandied eggnog.
Oh, yeah.
Fa-la-la.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks before Christmas, fixing the Christmas decorations. Of course, you put them up and they break.
Of course.
You know.
We always buy the finest decorations that China can produce.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Replace the dead rope lighting. Charlie Brown does a header from the wind, and Snoopy also falls face down the next day.
I know.
Still can't find Woodstock. He must have flown away.
I know. I don't know what happened to him.
Our skating snowman also takes the plunge the following day. Santa's little elf Jim to the rescue. After another full day outside, time for another cigar and a mug of hot buttered rum. Yum.
I think I see a pattern that the alcohol is getting a little stronger as the days go on.
You think so?
Yeah. 1 week before Christmas, cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy spends a whole day, literally, cooking my favorite Christmas dinner, beef bourguignon.
Mm-hmm.
It is so good.
It's a lot of work, but it's so, so delicious. Once a year.
Yep.
That's it. Well, we haven't had it for a few years because we keep going to Florida for Christmas, so I get out of cooking.
She freezes it after it cools down so I don't wake up in the middle of the night and raid the refrigerator, which I have been known to do.
No, really?
Yes.
Cold
yes.
pizza. Oh, what? I mean, you eat so many cold things. I don't know how it doesn't congeal. I mean, it's congealed as it is, and then it goes in your stomach. And
that's
like,
the best part. Cold pizza, cold Chinese food.
Oh, no.
It's the best.
And the egg foo young is not good cold.
Oh, yeah, it is.
No, it's not. That gravy is congealed.
I know.
Oh.
I know there must be Christmas cookies hidden around the house somewhere. I can smell them.
But you can't find them. Mm. The leg lamp from the Christmas Story movie in our backyard falls off of its fragile box from the wind.
It's imported, fragile.
Fragile. Santa's not so jolly helper, Jim, to the rescue once again with string and duct tape. Time for another cigar and a juice glass full of Fireball whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people say it's a shot. I don't use it as a shot.
No.
I fill up a juice glass. I don't have juice in juice glasses. I don't drink juice.
You go, Granny.
I just drink whiskey in it. Christmas Day, the building of the gingerbread house. Okay. Every year I build a gingerbread house with the grandkids in Florida. This year was virtual. The kids built theirs and I built mine. We did this over a Zoom call with repeated encouragement from my little helper, Jack Daniels. Straight up. We're not sitting there with any ice on this, baby. I was getting loopy. My icing was getting droopy, and the candy was sliding off the roof. The kids' gingerbread houses looked much better than mine, but by this time, I didn't have a care in the world. Didn't matter to me. Jim and I sat down for a wonderful Christmas meal after that, and we had beef bourguignon in bread bowls, a mandarin salad, and Schaumtorts with strawberries for dessert. He still hasn't found the Christmas cookies, but I'll bring them out later today without him seeing where I hide them. It's a Christmas miracle that he's going to get them. Time for another cigar to celebrate no casualties with our winter wonderland and the completion of our Christmas staycation. No adult beverage for me. I'm on the wagon. And that's what we did on our Christmas staycation. For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your FM dial. Well, my love.
Yes?
Did we get any letters this week?
I'm pretty sure we did, but let me check.
Mail call.
Thank you, Rosie. Yes, we did get a letter.
Mm-hmm.
An actual letter.
I know.
And it was from Marcy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember our last show, we did a whole thing about fruitcake?
Yep.
And we mentioned that in Manitou Springs, Colorado, they have a fruitcake tossing contest?
Yep.
Marcy, who lives here in Huntley, came in third in the fruitcake tossing contest.
She was there. She lived there.
She lived there and she came in third. She is a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we can get her on our show.
Why? Because she threw a fruitcake.
She's a celebrity. She came in, she said she came in third in her age group, which could have meant there was three people in her age group.
That's true, too.
So, I don't know. That could have been that, but... congratulations to her.
Yeah, congratulations, Marcy.
Boy, that is something that, you know, you can be proud of for all of your life.
Hey, I love fruitcake, but I wouldn't toss it. I'd be running after all the ones that they're tossing.
I toss it. As always, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation, is Mr. Know-It-All.
Yep, here's our Jim with a few things that he's going to tell us about New Year foods that bring you good luck.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Go for it.
This is what you should eat at the beginning of the year So then this will ensure you good luck throughout the year.
All right, Mr. Know-It-All, tell us.
And after 2020, boy, do we need the luck.
I'm going to start eating. Tell me what it is, and I'm going to start putting it in my diet.
Okay, here you go. Black-eyed peas.
Not so much.
they are considered good luck. And one theory anchors the tradition to the Civil War when Union soldiers raided the Confederates' army food supply, and the only thing they wouldn't steal was the black-eyed peas.
Nah, I don't blame them.
Yeah. But that's one of the things that's considered good luck, black-eyed peas.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever eaten black-eyed peas.
I don't think I have neither, unless it sounds familiar, like I think I did when my parents... When we drove down south to Florida once to see my grandfather in Miami, I think when we stopped at a buffet or something, you know, my mom, because we were little kids, threw stuff, slapped it on your plate, eat it.
Oh.
So I might have. That's why I said, I don't think I'd like it.
Or just listen to some music by the Black Eyed Peas band. You can do that, too.
Oh, okay. And that'll bring me good luck?
Sure.
Okay.
Next one is pork.
Oh, I like pork.
And everybody knows that ham is good for the holidays. But did you realize that pork is specifically known to bring good luck on New Year's?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, here's the way it is. Okay, this is actually grounded in fact.
Okay.
Okay. It has to do with the way pigs, as opposed to other animals, behave. Chickens and turkeys scratch backward, right? When they scratch
they do.
Backward.
Yep.
A pig sticks his nose in the ground and goes forward.
Okay.
So the theory is that you're always moving forward.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, how good is it for the pig? He gets slaughtered, so you got a ham on Christmas.
Well, there's that. Ooh, cabbage. Cabbage.
Cabbage.
That's also eat cabbage.
Okay.
Well, you're going to have some issues after New Year's. it's a sauerkraut. Is good.
Sauerkraut is good. Mm-hmm. I'm making it next week.
And what it is, it's a late fall harvest, and they couple it with a 6 to 8 week fermenting process. Mm-hmm.
And that brings luck.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
And what does, it symbolizes money, doesn't it? I read about it one time, long time ago.
Cabbage, yes, it does.
It does, doesn't it?
Symbolizes money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we need money.
Exactly.
Because we got to pay for those Christmas decorations.
Cake.
Oh, I like cake.
Well, who doesn't like to eat cake?
Especially Portillo's chocolate cake. We haven't gotten that in a long time.
I know.
Mm.
It goes all the way back to the Greeks.
Really?
They enjoy a cake called Vassalopita.
Oh, you're having a hard time with these words too, huh?
No, Vassalopita.
Okay.
And it is only eaten on New Year's Day. So you missed it already.
Oh.
But the Greeks' New Year's cake is sweet, bready, and topped with almonds. But the kicker of it is, it's baked with a coin or trinket inside.
Oh, yeah, so you could choke on it.
Well, and the person who gets that slice is supposed to have good luck for the year ahead.
If he doesn't choke on it.
If he doesn't choke on it.
Okay.
Well, there is
sort of like the cake in New Orleans.
Yeah, with the little baby doll
With the little baby doll in it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's never a good idea.
That's not a good idea.
No, it's not a good idea, no. Greens.
Greens?
Okay.
Like salad?
Yes.
Oh, well, we have good luck already because we've been eating our mandarin salad.
Well, and specifically they're talking about collard greens.
Oh, I don't like those.
I know.
It's like the South. Greens and black-eyed peas. The collard greens. And black-eyed peas. It's all South stuff.
I've had collard greens. It's not good.
No, it's not.
But according to some tradition rooted in the South, collard greens can be hung by the door to ward off any evil spirits that may come your way. Yeah, because they don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, it can't hurt.
So it's chased them away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So hang collard greens by your door.
I'll hang them around my neck so you stay away from me.
How about lentils?
Lentils are good.
You know what? All of this stuff nobody wants to eat. because the round lentils look like coins.
Really?
Yeah. And lentils are traditionally eaten after midnight along with pork and sausages.
Boy, sausages? Boy. I'd have heartburn from heck.
Boy, I tell you, they have a better intestinal
than us.
Well, fruits.
Okay. What fruits? Fruits are good for you.
In Filipino culture, New Year's Eve is celebrated with fruits.
Okay, we had mandarin oranges in our salad.
And what they do, they put out 12 different varieties of fruits.
We didn't have that.
No, well. In Mexico, grapes are eaten at midnight to symbolize the year ahead.
Oh.
One for every month.
Ah.
Well, see? And throughout the world, pomegranates are a symbol of fertility and birth and are eaten at the new year.
Wow, really?
Don't you just eat the little seeds in a pomegranate? Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I should get fertile.
Okay.
I'll eat some seeds.
Okay, let's go with that.
See if it works.
I don't think so. Fish.
Okay, fish.
Fish is another
a biggie for New Year's, though.
It is. It's popping up on plates around the world on New Year's, especially in cultures close to water.
Well, of course.
In Scandinavian countries, herring was considered a harbinger of good fortune.
Oh, you know how I see a herring on a hot dog bun when I was in Amsterdam and I was dying for something good to eat, like a hot dog. And I'm sitting there, that lady's got a hot dog. Let's go get it. And my girlfriend and I ran, and it was wasn't a hot dog on that bun.
Nope.
Oh, no, it was a herring. Yeah. Who would eat a herring on a bun like that?
There's nothing like pickled herrings for New Year's. But here's a good one. The last one is actually good. Noodles.
Oh, I like noodles.
In Asian countries, it is customary to serve and eat noodles on New Year's Day.
Well, of course.
Well, they eat
Chinese noodles. Japan has noodles. I mean, everybody
Right. So they eat noodles every day. It's no big deal.
And rice.
Okay, noodles. But noodles, because they're long, and if you don't break them, they symbolize a long and prosperous life.
Ah, the longer the noodle, the longer your lifespan. We would like to leave you with this holiday poem. May we never, ever see the likes of 2020 again.
Okay, here we go. A holiday poem. 'Twas the end of 2020 in the house we all hid. Not a creature was stirring except for COVID. The masks were all hung on our car mirrors with care. We drove to the store to see if toilet paper was still there. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but hand sanitizer, disinfecting wipes, and tissue so dear. On Clorox, on Lysol, on Charmin, and Scott. You can never have enough, no matter how much you've got. I filled up my cart. My house will be clean. Let's hope in 2021 we all get a vaccine.
We hope you all have a happy and healthy 2021.
This is my New Year's resolution. When my mother-in-law begins to yell and shout through the window, I would like to throw her out. But I resolve not to do it. Here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. When I'm at the movies watching a love scene, and the lady's hat is blocking half the screen, I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat. This is my New Year's resolution. I take a lovely lady out to eat, and she orders caviar instead of meat. I resolve to let the lady have her fill, and of course I'll also let her pay the bill. This is my New Year's resolution.
Come on, Sir Frederick Dance. Come on, Sir Frederick Dance. Come on, boy.
When I'm sitting with my wifey on a bus, and a dear old lady stands in front of us, I resolve to be a gentleman discreet. I'll politely offer her my wifey's seat. This is my New Year's resolution.
Hey, Judge Rock, how about your New Year's resolution?
When my mother says, come in, it's time to eat, and I keep on playing games out in the street, I resolve to rush right home now when I'm cold, 'cause my pop just bought a hairbrush and he's bald. This is my New Year's resolution. Hey, Doodles Weaver, how about Professor Beetlebaum?
On the radio this year I hope to score with some funny jokes you've never heard before. I resolve not to tell a corny joke. Hello, what's that? The church burned down. Holy smoke. This is my year's rude revelation.
Hey, Spike.
Spike, how about Spike?
In this coming year, I'm gonna be discreet. Have the slickers playing music soft and sweet. I resolve to treat Tchaikovsky tenderly and set his second movement off with TNT.
Boom, boom.